Many of you have asked for it, and so I spent some of my paternity leave creating it, an introductory Stoicism course. The best part? I've launched it using Gumroad's Pay What You Want model. So if you want to pay $0, you can get the course for free. That's right, free. Learn more and enroll in the course by going to understandingstoicism.com. That's understandingstoicism.com.
I have used a lot of commerce platforms in the past. By far, the most robust is Shopify. No matter how complex your business needs and no matter how large your business grows, Shopify can handle it. And they do handle it for brands like Rothy's, Ruggable, Allbirds, Knox, Magnolia, Brooklinen, Glossier, and Cotton, to name a few. You may already use another e-commerce platform, and you may be super unhappy with it, but you've already put a lot of work into it, and migrating to Shopify could seem impossible. But I'm here to tell you that it is quite easy. When I migrated to Shopify back in 2022, their apps and tools meant I just had to make a few clicks, and everything was ported over as if by magic. Shopify also lets you design your storefront however you like, which, from personal experience, I know isn't the case for many other commerce platforms out there. All these features and all this control can result in more sales more often, so stop leaving sales on the table. Switch your business to Shopify today and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their businesses. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial at shopify.com/practical, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/practical. shopify.com/practical.
Good morning, Prakaptan. Today is Monday. That means it's time for us to revisit Marcus and his meditations. Today is Book 1, Meditation 7. If you're listening to the free version of the podcast, you don't get any ads today because this meditation is so short and sweet, it feels silly to run an ad in front of it. So let's not waste any time. Instead, we'll get right into it. From Alexander the Grammarian, to be unreprovable myself and not reproachfully to reprehend any man for barbarism, or solecism, or any false pronunciation, but dexterously by way of answer, or testimony, or confirmation of the same, taking no notice of the word, to utter it as it should have been spoken, or by some other such close and indirect admonition, handsomely and civilly, to tell him of it. Uh-oh, grammar Nazis beware. Seems like Alexander the Grammarian isn't going to stand for your nonsense. But seriously, how often have we, in the middle of a heated comment section flame war, said something like, psh, shows what you know, Dave X 1910, you can't even spell there or there correctly. A person's literacy in an argument is only a way of defeating their argument if you are not capable of defeating it in any other way, and in that way, it is actually a defeat of your own position. What should we do instead? Well, if in the middle of a debate, we should carry on because we know exactly what they meant, didn't we? Of course we do. Otherwise, how would we be in a position to correct them in the first place? If we know they use the wrong word or wrong spelling, that means we know what they were trying to say or spell, so have some respect and decency for your opponent, or for whoever it is that you've caught out on an honest mistake. Then, when you have a moment, when it's not about trying to hurt their feelings or lord your linguistic superiority over them like an ass, you can let them know, and only when you think that's necessary or appropriate. Whether you tell them or whether you don't, their argument wasn't or isn't made stronger or weaker by a misused or misspelled word. And you should keep that in mind when you rush to make another person feel foolish to your benefit. Today I want you to consider how frequently you correct people. And is it a lot? And if it is a lot, why? What's the motivation behind it, do you imagine? Is it out of a love of their education, you're trying to improve them? Or is it out of a desire to let them know who's really in charge here? If you don't like the answer you come back with, how can you change your behavior? And that's all I've got for you today. If you'd like to discuss this meditation, please join us in our Discord server, which is free. You can find it at stoicismpod.com/discord. I want to thank you for listening, as always. I appreciate you being here every day. And until next time, take care.